The chaotic year of 2020 exposed deep systemic vulnerabilities and magnified the need for an intensified use of capital to address splintering social and environmental dynamics across the globe. Investors around the world are thinking differently about how they can use capital to have a different and positive impact on the world. How, you might wonder? Through impact investing. That's right. In episode 10 of the Just for a Change podcast, we're talking all things impact investing. Zach, I want to bring you in a little bit here and pick up on the thread that Steve was speaking about around some of the size of some of these impact deals. And I want to find out from the research that you've been doing, what is the average size of an impact deal?
Like Steve mentioned earlier, the ecosystem for impact investing in sub-Saharan Africa has been growing quite rapidly. And South Africa is the largest player in that. It's really hard to pinpoint an average deal size. But what we do know is that less than 2% of capital has gone to investments with ticket sizes under 15 million rand. So this creates a bit of a problem. There's an undersupply for capital for early stage social enterprises, which makes it difficult to create investable larger deals. It's almost like we're in a valley, and on the one side we have all our cars, and the other side we have all our petrol. And we just don't have a bridge to get the car to the other side. And so as a consequence, we have a lot of money chasing very few deals at a late stage and many enterprises that are stuck in their growth at an early stage.
In 2018, Juma and Uber partnered to provide their driver partners with vehicle finance, and they created a unique digital vehicle financing product that actually eases the barriers to car ownership for existing Uber drivers. So essentially, it's a pay-as-you-drive solution, what we would, in more technical terms, in the innovative finance space, probably call a revenue-based finance. But it ensures that the Uber drivers were in control of their financial health, because instead of paying this fixed monthly rate, they could pay a percentage of their rides towards paying off their cars.
In our Positive Outlook segment, we hear from Sebastian Daniels from Ground Culture, an online marketplace and organization that believes in supporting small-scale entrepreneurs that are passionate about making a difference in their communities.
Could you share with us, as an impact enterprise, what is the impact of your business?
As we were going into lockdown, we kind of realized there's a big need for township-based entrepreneurs, especially now, to reach the formal sector. So what we really do is we work alongside entrepreneurs. We help develop their businesses, their brand, to be more formalized, to be more facing to kind of formal consumers that want to see ingredients. They want to see a little story. They want to see a proper label. They want to see glass packaging. We assist the entrepreneurs in moving their brands away from that. And then following that, we market their products using the amazing stories that these entrepreneurs have.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.